In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. It is a blessing to see all of you this morning. So our sermon, or our reading today, is one that we have all heard before. It is a very familiar one, and it's one that got me thinking about one person in my life, and you know I've talked about her before, and that is, of course, my mom. Now, there's a few reasons why this morning's reading got me thinking about my mom. The first is because this is the week of Thanksgiving, so we have the opportunity and the blessing to go and see my parents. It's an exciting time for us, I think, because we get to spend a little bit of time with them, and we've begun this new tradition with my parents that we go and we get our Christmas tree with them up where they live, about 3 hours away, and then my dad helps me strap it to the roof of the van, and then we drive back down to Toledo. So it's a lot of fun. But the other reason I was thinking about my mom today is because of the way our Lord ends this morning's parable. He says these words. He says, "Those who have ears to hear, let them hear." My mom, I remember when I was a kid, would say this phrase in Greek. And every time she would say it, I knew that whatever she was talking about was really important. So she would say this. In Greek, she would first ask a question. She would say to the person she's on the phone with or to me, she'd say, "Akous," right? She'd say, "Are you listening?" And then I would say, "Nothing." And then she would say this. She would say, "Akul na les." She would make the statement. She would say, "Then tell me you are listening. Akous akul na les. Are you listening? Then tell me you are listening." The reason she would say that is whatever she was saying, whatever she was trying to tell that person was extremely important to her, and she wanted to make sure that they were paying attention. Today, my friends and my family in Christ, Jesus is doing something similar. He says, "All those who have ears to hear, let them hear." He is telling us that what I am telling you is something that you need to pay attention to. He is telling us what I am saying is so important that you need to stop what you're doing and put it into work in your life. That what I am saying to you is for your salvation. Today, my friends and my family in Christ, it's important for us to take a few minutes and to pray about what exactly our Lord is trying to tell us, especially in these very important days as we are preparing to receive our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in his nativity. What is it that he wants us to stop and pay attention to? So this morning's reading is from the Gospel of St. Luke. And one of the things that I like to do when I start preparing for my sermon is I not only look at the reading of the day, right? So I also go back a little bit and see, you know, what happened before Jesus tells his parable. Because the reality is, no one's going to tell a story just to tell a story, right? I mean, Jesus is telling us this parable for a reason. So if you look a few verses before what we read today, Jesus is teaching, and all of a sudden this man comes out and he yells to the Lord, and he says, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me." So Jesus kind of stops. He looks at the guy and he says, "Why are you telling this to me? That is not my job," right? And then he says these words. He says, "Be on guard." He says, "Be on guard." And what he's telling them to be on guard about is this issue of looking to ourselves. Because then he says, "Be on guard with regards to greed." Because greed is all about looking at the self, right? And then, to make this clear, he gives us this morning's parable. Now, I'm going to read part of it to you, and I want you all to pay attention to what I'm reading, right? Pay attention to whom the man is talking to, and pay attention as well to the words that he's using. So the Lord says, "The land of a rich man brought forth plentifully," right? And then he said, the rich man said this, "What shall I do? For I have nowhere to store my crops." And he said, "I will do this. I will pull down my barns and build larger ones. And there I will store my grains and my goods. And I will say to my soul. Soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Take ease, eat, drink, and be merry. So, who was he talking to? I'm asking. Himself. Yeah, he wasn't talking to God. He was saying to himself, I have done these things. These things are mine, right? So now I ask you, what words did you hear over and over again? I think six times one of those words was used. I, that's right. I have done this. I. And what was the other word that we heard? My goods, my grains, my barns, right? The problem here, just like with the two brothers, is the focus is where? It's on himself, right? Just like with those two brothers, the focus was on me, what is mine, right? But what our Lord is trying to tell us is the focus needs to be somewhere else. The focus needs to be on someone else, because he never remembered the people that helped him get those goods. He never remembered the people that helped him get those grains. He never remembered the people around him that may have needed some of those goods. And most importantly, he forgot the one who made the crops grow plentifully. He forgot the very one who gave him what he has. And that is, of course, his God. But he was focused too much on himself. So what does the Lord call him? A fool, right? He calls him a fool. And then he tells all of us the same thing will happen to us if we are not rich toward God. If we are not rich toward God. He wants us all to turn that focus from me to others. I got to thinking about that a little bit today. And I got to thinking about how crazy this time of the year is, and how busy this time of the year is, and all the things that we are asked to do, all the different ways that we are asked to kind of go shopping and do all these different things. And then I looked at our bulletin, especially the online bulletin, and I think I had put in there 7 flyers. There's a lot of flyers, right? Yeah, you're shaking your heads like, yeah, Father, that's a lot of flyers, right? But the interesting thing with these flyers is they're focused in different areas, right? Some of the focus is on us, right? Getting together and doing things. And the other focus is on whom? The other. See, today's reading is perfectly timed, because it's a reminder for us that your church, this church, is offering you different ways to take the focus off of yourself and to put it somewhere else. But it's not always easy, is it? It takes work. Today we have the Thanksgiving dinner for the Madonna homes, right? You were asked today, too, to come and bring some chili, but also to bring some canned goods. Later on, you're going to be asked to adopt some families. We're going to be adopting 20 different families, and you're going to be asked to help out. After that, you're going to be asked to offer some goods so we can give coats and hats away as well. Why? So we can take a little bit of focus off of ourselves and put it on someone else. So we can take a little bit of focus off of ourselves and thank God for so many blessings that he has given us. So today, my friends and my family in Christ, I ask all of us to do what Christ says, to open up our ears, to listen to what he's telling each of you, to ask ourselves, where has my focus been? And can I shift it a little bit somewhere else? Ask yourselves, pay attention, and listen to him, and see where he leads you during these saving days. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Please rise.